USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
An engine failure aboard a Boeing 777 aircraft taking off from Denver International Airport sent large chunks of debris raining down on neighborhoods in the northwest suburbs of the city. A United Airlines flight bound for Honolulu reported engine trouble and returned to Denver shortly after takeoff, scattering debris over several neighborhoods in the process. Kirby Clements is a resident of Bloomfield, Colorado, and a piece of the engine landed in his front yard. He tells CNN that his first thought was that a plane had crashed.
Wife and I were sitting inside the house just finishing up with the paper, and we heard this big bang, and we kind of looked at each other and go, what was that? And then all of a sudden there was a bang and a crash, and this object just rolled right in front of our house, right out the front window. So I get up and look outside, and I'm trying to figure out what it is, and as soon as I open the door, I go, uh-oh, it's an engine part.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A number of Capitol Police officers are under investigation for their actions during the riots at the Capitol last month. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. Capitol Police say the Office of Professional Responsibility is investigating the actions of 35 officers working the January 6th Capitol building incursion. The office also noted six officers have been suspended with pay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
President Biden has made clear his views on the tragic events of January 6th, including where responsibility for them lies. He backs efforts to shed additional light on the facts to ensure something like that never happens again.
Viral videos of some Capitol Police officers raise questions about their actions during the occupation. More than 250 people have been charged so far.
A police officer from North Cornwall Township, Pennsylvania, is the latest to be arrested for allegedly storming the Capitol. Joseph Fisher was arrested by the FBI Friday, charged with obstruction of law enforcement during civil disorder, violent entry, and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds. Fisher is currently suspended without pay. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
As Texas continues to work to get power back on to all of its residents, some are pointing the finger at the state's renewable energy industry as the reason for all of the electrical issues. Josh Schrader is the mayor of Georgetown, Texas, and he tells CBS News that it didn't matter what the source of your power was. When the grid was stressed, everyone was affected.
Georgetown has energy contracts with some renewable energy generators, but we don't take that power directly from those generators. That power is created and then gets kind of dumped onto the grid like every other source of power in the state. And so we're pulling power just like every other city in the state from that grid, and where it originates from has really no impact on how much electricity we get. It really just has an impact on how much we pay for our electricity. And so when the grid, you know, was stressed these last few days, we were stressed just like everybody else. It didn't matter what our energy contracts were. We were still being curtailed by ERCOT at a rate of almost 40% of our normal power usage. And we were rolling blackouts just like everybody else.
In top 25 action on Saturday, top-ranked Gonzaga defeated San Diego 106-63. Duke knocked off number 7 Virginia 66-65. And number 25 San Diego State beat Fresno State 75-57. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.